Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. All right, guys. So I'm Hayley Quinn, and I am here with the lovely Rebecca Dakin, and you are listening to Attraction HQ, which is the place where if you are not having the life that you want with women and you want to have more sexy relationships, learn how to approach women, get over those fears that you have around forming relationships, have better sex, learn some great conversation skills, all in a nice way that is also respectful and ethical, hey, you are in the right place. And today I am joined, as I said, by Rebecca. Now, Rebecca is also known as, I'm going to get this right, the GB sexpert.
The Great British Sexpert. Yes.
Right. So you're in luck, boys, because you know what? We're going to be talking about the friend zone. And particularly when she's just said to you, I just want to be friends, how you can break that cycle so you don't end up putting up her shelves and driving her to, you know, job appointments
and dates
for the next 6 months. So we're here basically on a crusade to save you some pain. I have to say Rebecca's a very lovely lady. Right now she has slightly lilac hair and a big smile. And you've had loads of experience working with men, you know, and also having lots of other relationships with men. So you understand how men think and feel about relationships, but also as a woman, you get that the sort of like the way that men and women can relate to one another doesn't always work out perfectly.
Absolutely.
And today we are on your side. So if you are the guy that is constantly being the friend, Mr. Nice Guy, has, you know, hanging out with girls, but you kind of go into relationships with them and you think, you know what, I don't really quite feel comfortable to tell her how I feel yet, so I'll just be the nicest person ever to her for 6 months and then maybe she'll pick me. Or maybe you do then mention that you like her and she tells you, I just want to be friends, and then you have to deal with that. And maybe whilst you're really emotionally attached to her or very attracted to her, and then she goes out with some other dude. And we want to rescue you from that situation. And we were talking earlier, weren't we? We were saying that there was two things
two
that happened.
Routes. Yeah, the two routes. Once she says those dreaded words, I just want to be friends. I really like you, but I just want to be friends. There's going to be two routes. And it's either the first one is either you're probably never going to hear from her again. She was just being polite.
Right, because women, we're told, right, we don't want to upset anyone.
We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But the second route is, I'm going to milk this for what I can get. So she's going to accept that she's going to allow you to do everything for her.
And some women will do this, I think. This is important to note. There's a few women out there that will do this consciously and will really, you know, take you for all you got.
Yeah,
but there'll be a load of...
Yeah,
it's unconscious. But most women, you know, women aren't really like these manipulative things they make us out to be. But what generally happens is if you have a relationship that isn't built on respect, where the power balance is just off, where you are giving, 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 and you're never stating what you want, you're not giving any boundaries, then it's sort of human nature in there for someone to just...
Even
if it's very subtle. And I think also this could happen... So she could set out with good intentions to be friends, but then if she recognises, oh, I can just cancel him at the last minute, he doesn't care,
I can ring him up when I need him at the drop of a hat.
And here they comes running.
Drive me to Scotland or whatever. And, you know, yeah.
What that says to her about how she can engage with you is that she gets free rein. And then I think when that happens, that's when the relationship can really start to feel rubbish for
your
side.
You've lost yourself, haven't you? You've lost all your self-respect. And the thing is, when you lose your self-respect because you're just giving and giving and giving and giving and you're not getting any sort of emotional support back, is
that
physical, yeah, either of them, then you lose your self-respect, and women know that and they can see that, and it becomes a bit like they'll just keep taking and taking and taking, and it's to be fair, it's not just with women, it's the other, goes both ways, doesn't it, in those sorts of relationships?
It does. So what are a few signs that a guy can sort of just look out for that he's in this kind of this bad position? You know, that he's in a relationship with a woman, because we have to let
he's
you know.
He's trying. If you're trying really hard, to please someone, then you're probably in that.
Right. Because it's sometimes as well, when you're in this, you might think that by doing all these nice things to her, that you're somehow winning her approval over a period of time. But in that mindset, you're just basically, you're signing yourself up. She hasn't asked you to do this. You are signing yourself up for examination and testing over a 6-month period. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
Exactly. And if this is what I get guys coming to me with, if she's always dated assholes and you're Mr. Nice Guy, what makes you think she wants Mr. Nice Guy if she's always dated assholes? She's dated assholes because she wants to date assholes. So you coming in and going, well, I'm going to be the nice guy that treats her really nice,
I would say there's a big difference between being a nice guy and Mr. Nice Guy that has self-respect. Because you can be nice, right? You can be moral, but you also have to look after yourself.
But what women want when they say that they don't want a nice guy, they doesn't mean that they want the bad guy. What it means is they want somebody who's an alpha male, who's assertive, can make decisions, who's not a pushover. That's what they want. And people that are getting to that role of being too nice and going in the friend zone are generally, you know, generally the opposite.
Yeah, and I have to say, you don't have to be sort of like rugby player, chest beating, alpha male, but you do have to have self-respect, and that's something everyone has. You can be the most introverted person you like, but you still have to know when's the right time to stand up for you. And this isn't about being confrontational, nasty to the other person. It's about looking at and thinking, honestly, am I getting something from this?
Yeah. Well, do I believe that I'm the same value as that? If you're looking at her and thinking
she's on a pedestal,
and
she's
you're
so pretty,
and you're so grateful that to be seen in the car with her
because she's so gorgeous,
she's so
and
amazing,
and out of your league.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly.
Listen
it, hey.
To these words.
Yeah,
when you think
she's out of your league,
you're in trouble.
Well, she is then, isn't she?
Because you've
created it because of your lack of self-belief. So absolutely, yeah.
So
really
I brought those words up because I hear guys, I get loads of emails from guys, you know, I speak to guys, and as soon as I hear those words, I'm like, we're in trouble. Because you have, as you said, Rebecca, you've just created that disbalance between you.
In your head.
So it isn't reality. It wasn't that you're born or in the womb with lower value person who just doesn't get the girls. That's rubbish. It's time that we need to actually start to now think about how we can rebuild your confidence and how you can exit the friend zone. Because you know what? In the friend zone, I have to say, when you're on the back foot and you haven't meant to put yourself there, and she hasn't meant to put you there, but the dynamic has evolved that you are there and you're serving her. She's aware that you're attracted to her, but you're just hanging out. And you don't even want her as a friend. Maybe you just want her as your girlfriend, but the whole situation is dragging on and nothing's shifting. There is not going to be a point, and I say this with firm belief, that she's going to wake up one day with you just being there every day, doing everything for her, and suddenly go, you know what? I think it's time I gave so-and-so a shot. He's really lovely. He's put in 6 months of good service. You know, women just do not think like that.
No.
Because,
and also they take it, sorry.
Yeah, because it's the lack of attraction they'll be experiencing.
Absolutely,
right?
But also they take it like you've insulted them. Because if you go in saying, I just want to be friend, or you go in the friend zone and they sort of accept that, And then suddenly you decide, you think you're being really obvious that you fancy them, but they're right. not realising those signs. And then suddenly you pluck up the courage to say, actually, I really like you, I really fancy you. Then actually a woman can feel cheated because it's like, well, yeah, hang on a minute. You just wanted to be, you know, you never said or did anything. And you think you've been giving clear signs that you're sexually interested, but you haven't. And so a woman can feel sort of cheated, like that you've had this ulterior motive all along.
Which then builds distrust, even if you did have a friendship interest in it. So the whole thing is back to front and wrong. So a good thing to first step to recognise that you're in this position, and second of all, recognise that if you retain in this position, she ain't going to be your girlfriend and you're not going to have sex, and it's not going to ever go your way because you're not approaching this in the right way. There are some ways that sometimes you can shift from being in a friendship position to a romantic and relationship position, but certain things are going to have to change. One of the first things I say is, you know, number one thing, you need to prioritise yourself. And obviously, if you prioritise yourself and
you haven't got so much time, you're not as available.
Right, because you're thinking, actually, I'm going to spend time, you know, what's a healthy thing to do? I'm going to go and, like, look after myself. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to focus on my career.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm going to go out and date other women because I know there's lots of other women out there who will like me in that way. And that what happens then is naturally, organically, no sort of manipulation involved. You get more space from her. And actually, I think that relationship doesn't do a big gear change. You don't go from being friends, lovers. Doesn't happen. What can happen though is if she has a couple of months out, few months out, where actually it's not that there's been an argument or a falling out or anything like that. You've just moved away and you've focused on yourself, done your own thing. And she gets to actually sit there on the sidelines for a second, think, actually,
I miss him.
He was really good. And look, he's not submitting to my every need anymore.
Absolutely.
And look at him over there, dating that girl, having the time of his life. I've missed out. I've made a bad choice, you know, and she
Absolutely.
Needs to come to that self-awareness, right? And she won't get that if you're
always there.
Right. So you might think that this is a long route, but it's in fact the shorter route to meeting someone, you know, amazing. And you know what also happens? When you get out, you might actually look back and think, I'm not that fussed anyway about that other girl. You know, you might not even want to re-engage with her because you'll recognise there are lots of women out there who will be attracted to you and into you for who you are and the qualities you're exhibiting right now. So you need to get some space out of that particular dynamic because that's not a winning game that you're in right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. So there needs to be flirtation in there. You've got to step up flirting and let her know that you're sexually interested in her. So she doesn't sort of see you, you know, you telling her that, oh yeah, you're really nice, I really like you, isn't going to do, you know, is not going to do. you've got to really let her know that you see her in a sexual way, like, oh, you know, you look really sexy with that dress, or you know, there's something that's sort of getting that
attraction. And you might be thinking, oh God, I can't say this. Well, here's the thing. First of all, this is all better to say, like, if this you're not in this situation, but you have been historically, when you meet a girl new, it's so much better to say this right at the start, because then you don't have to build up to it or hide it. Lay your cards on the table, because you know what? Someone who's serving themselves first and who's respecting their wants and wishes and is the kind of really attractive person that women will love will just say. And that doesn't mean that she has to be on the same page as you, right? But what you can say is...
You've planted a seed, haven't you, basically.
You've been clear from the start.
You've been clear from the start.
And that says a lot about your self-confidence. Mm. So what you could say to her is, look, I think you're really sexy. I want to date you. And she can then say, look, I don't know if I'm not in the right headspace. I don't see you that way. I don't see you as a friend. You go, that's cool. We can hang out. But just so you know, I am going to flirt with you outrageously. Or we can hang out, but just so you know, I am always going to fancy you. And I ain't changing that. So, you know, that's...
You've made your intentions clear. Crystal clear.
And that's your standing point. You can be, I fancy you, but I'm cool to hang out as mates from time to time. That's fine, but you do not...
Yeah, time is... You said exactly the key thing there. Time to time. Not just investing all your time and energy in somebody. Because whilst you're doing that, obviously you're not going on real dates. You're not mixing with your friends. Whilst you're on call for this woman, you're not living your life. You've got no hope of doing anything. So, yeah, it's really important, as Hayley said, that you just hang out from time to time. So she values you more.
Right.
And she looks forward to seeing you rather than just taking you for granted, which is the danger of a friend. So.
Exactly. So also that thing is it's easier for you to be like go from having a brief relationship into a friendship than going from a long-term friendship into a relationship.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you can be masculine and you can be sexy and you can be flirtatious and you can see her from time to time and you can still have contact time with her. And you're not in that way. You know what? In its relationship, relationship, it could be a friendship, it could be a sexual relationship. There is two people. The relationship dynamic is not just solely decided by her. She doesn't get to go, yeah, we're friends. And you go, oh, okay, then I'll just forget I was ever attracted to you.
Because let's face it, women, when they say, oh, yeah, let's just be friends, they still don't want you to go off dating other women. They still have a problem with that. And that's when you know you can start turning the tables around a bit. Yeah, she wants to be friends. Fine. Tell her about this hot girl that you met going out a date. You really like her. What should you do? Start asking. These are all things that are going to make her think, well, I thought you liked me.
Right. But I think it's also you will get all this stuff so organically if you put yourself first, you know? So
yeah, absolutely. So not her.
Exactly.
That's not being selfish, is it? It's about knowing yourself
worth,
you know, and she's got to work. If you're going to give her something, she has to work for that. You know,
and that's how a balanced relationship is formed, right? Because it's back and forth. It's two-way. So if you've got a guy, if you're in the friend zone, you know, I think our advice here right away is, first of all, you know, acknowledge where you're at right now. Secondly, prevention is better than cure. So if you can be upfront about what you're thinking and feeling, you're not going to lose friends, but you're going to gain some self-respect. Thirdly, time to time, spend the proportionate amount of time with her as is appropriate for the level of intimacy and connection that you have. Like, I see so many guys willing to give up every minute of their day for a woman, and she gives them 5 minutes coffee on a Monday, and that's it, you know? So just be proportionate. And this isn't about manipulating or twisting things around. It's actually, for me, it's much more about you just respecting yourself. And when you have self-respect, women find
that... Other people will respect you.
Yeah, and they'll start to find you very sexy. Exactly.
Agreed.
So you got the plan. So remember, you know what you're doing. If you've got, there's a situation going in your life, get yourself some space, build yourself up, and in the future, just be much more upfront. Remember that line is, I say I want to hang out, I want to date you. I think you're really sexy. And if she goes, oh no, and she gives an excuse, which she's allowed to give, at that point you say, okay, cool, we can be friends, but just so you know, I'm always going to find you really sexy. Or yeah, we can hang out. But I am going to flirt with you outrageously. So you have been warned.
I like that.
Yeah, and playful, but we're going to be clear about where you stand. So I hope you've enjoyed this little podcast. If you want to hear more about what Rebecca has to say, because I think you work with loads of men, right, through relationship and dating issues, where can they find you?
They can go to rebeccadakin.com.
Awesome. And obviously, as you know, you can head over to hayleyquinn.com/club for my members area, which has tons of videos in there and monthly webinars. And me answering your questions one-to-one about your dating and relationship issues. And obviously, I am on YouTube. Now, I'm going to finish the show by asking Rebecca a couple of questions that I always ask everyone. So number one question is, in the realm of dating, sex and relationships, what is one piece of golden advice that you can give to the guys that are listening to improve how they're relating to women at the moment?
Kind of what we've been touching on is that having that self-value and self-worth, really genuinely believing that you are of value. And if you don't know what your qualities are, ask your friends, ask your family, and really take on board the things that they say and really feel those. So if you're wanting to go to a woman, you're wanting to talk to a woman, really get those affirmations and really sort of say them in your head that you're, you know, that you're confident. Get yourself in a good place of feeling of value before you go interacting with women. And that will mean that you're approaching it, you'll be sending off different vibes and not putting them on a pedestal. So that will
that
really
was the other big take home, wasn't it? You know, don't put women on a pedestal. Don't ever say she's out of your league. And last thing, piece of general life wisdom that you can share with the guys, because obviously I think, you know, as men and women, we can learn a lot from one another, and fundamentally we are all people in the world trying to make our way. What's something that's maybe like that's really helped you, or a piece of advice or something that, or a message that you've taken on board that's helped you to get on and, you know, build your amazing career and have a lovely life?
Can I quote the
yes
he who dares, Rodney, he who dares.
Yes, I love a bit of Only Fools and Horses.
So yeah, just the it's really getting yourself out there. You're not gonna you get on in life without taking a certain risk. Element of risk there. Obviously, there's calculated risk and there's downright stupid things, but just generally stepping outside of your comfort zone and growing and evolving as a person is what, you know, is what's needed in life. If you stop learning and you stop growing mentally, then, yeah, you're never going to change anything.
Exactly. So he who dares...
He who dares will gain.
Wins. Remember that. All right. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And I will be back again next week with another fabulous guest to talk about an issue that is going to help you out. So if you want actual tips that really work, that aren't bogged down in lots of complicated jargon, and you just want to get your love life with women sorted out, I expect to see you back here next week. And I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.